Okay, I'd like to read the prayers list for this week. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. For all those killed by others or by their own hands. Venerable Galton Young Chen, Linda Judge, Paul Lochner, Ballard Morton, Caitlin O'Hara, Tashi Robton, Wayne Vogel, Mooncast the Kitty. Job Search, Roseanne Barona, Travis Boone, Brian and Brandy, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, Bruce Miller, Sarai, Greg Weaver, Joe Whitley. Prayers for Health and Well-Being, Kyabri Lama Zobu Rinpoche, Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh, Venerable Lundum Tendron, Venerable Nawang Kando, Venerable Galton Drokar, Venerable Chöki Lamo, Venerable Dechen Drokar. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, Jerry Anderson and family, Jorge Aurelio, Aisha Bano, Jim Barnes, Luce and Narcis Barona, Narcis Barona Sr., Susie Boehm, Luke Bryant, Yuki Burrows, Biddy Chow, Ted Domi, Tashi Droma, Ryan Edmonds, Mary Lou Flynn, Mildred Gooch, Tracy House Thompson, Kay Hansen, Christina Harrison, Annie Hassel, Frank Holt, Jenny Jackson, Buddy, Dal and Sue Johnston, Barry Judge, family of Linda Judge, Florence Kaplan, Helen Kastanoff, Jonathan Kramer, Angela Kressline, Carol Lang, Shantin Kurt Latimer, Linda, family of Paul Lochner, Mary Lojek, Ina Lovelace, Robin Lynn, R.M., Georgia McDonald and family, Wilbert Martin, Martin Massenberg, Kathy McDonald, Alvia Mahian family, Bruce Miller, Jason Miller, David Muller, family of Ballard Morton, family of Chrissy Mucha, Audrey Murphy, Stephanie Murphy, Evan Merlin family, Fran Nash, Jessica Nunley, family of Caitlin O'Hara, Marie Oliver, William Stover Oliver, Jay Pandya, Sheila Parker, Lindsay Piatti, Renee Reyna, Ann Rivers, James Rowan and Teresa Creighton, Ariana Scott, Joanne Cease, Pooja Shah, Emily Smith, Nancy Sorbet, Champa Tashi, and Mother. Lobsam Topten, family of Wayne Vogel, Dion Washington, Shea Wokowicki, Margaret Young, Dorjan Kadro the Pigs, and Raven the Cat. So if you'd like to join me in the praises to the 121 Tars, it's on page 191 in the Go Prayer Book. And then one day maybe we can even do this in Tibetan. From your sublime abode of the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times. Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. All my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage, Tara, sister heroic, I fight lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Heroes, turbone lotus. Homage, she whose face combines a hundred autumn moons at fullest, blazing with light rays resplendent, as a thousand star collection, homage golden blue and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, comesterities, patience, meditation, her sphere, homage crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection, homage filling with Dutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings, homage worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Bamamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses with Gandhavas Yakshas, homage with her tre and sound, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to her very dread, daughter of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with ritual mudra, light ray masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her, homage she so joyous radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, wherefore laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's Davis, homage she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune, homage crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal, Amishimus wreath ablaze like eon ending fire abiding. Rashef weapon choice around to troops of enemies destroying. Amishi who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it. Scowling with the letter whom the seven devils she does conquer. Homage happy virtuous peaceful. She whose field is peace nirvana. She endowed with omen soha. Destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded. Tearing foes bodies asunder. Priestess whom a knowledge mantra. Arrange mud of the ten letters. Homage to a received letter. Of the shape of syllable whom. By the sample shakes the three worlds. Meru mandara and vinya. Amish holding in her hand the hermite spoon of devilic form with spikes of kantara and te totally dispelling poison. Amish in whom gods and their kings and the kinaras do honor. Armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels entrings and conflicts. Amish she whose two eyes bright with three radiance of sun and full moon with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Amish full of liberating power by the set of three natures. Dressosos the spirit yakshas and race corpus supreme today. These praises with root mantras and prostrations of Star 21. The prayer of benefits on page 190. Whoever is endowed with a devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. So the Essential Prayers, Buddhist Prayers Gold Prayer Book. Turn to page 27. And we'll chant the Seven Limb Prayer on page 27. Gosum gupe gone chatse lo ne sham yi tu chati malubu to mene sadi tun sam che shag ke pa ge wa nam la she iram kol ma ma tom ba du le shu ne do la che ki ko lo ko wa dam da jen gen na jan chu chen po no. Please turn to page 97. 97 in the same book, and we'll chant the short mandala offering at the bottom. Saji perki shushin letog show. idam guru ratamadalakam niryatayami.
Reciting refuge and bodhicitta prayer is not just, you know, traditions. It's also to guide us also to setting up positive motivations, you know, to listening this Mayana teachings, you know, in this case, you know, commentary on Guru Puja, Guru Puja. So I'm going to listen this with the positive traditions, like such as like, may I quickly attain enlightenment in order to benefit all mother sentient beings. So that's the best intention. So please remember that while we are chanting the refuge in bodhicitta prayer. That's why in the beginning of the class it's more than traditions. It's like mainly to develop, you know, positive intentions for, you know, this spiritual activities. Okay. Sanje
Chodan Soki Chonam Da Chanchu Bardu Dani Kapsu Chi Dari Chunyen Gi Pesunam Gi Dola Penche Sanje Du Asho
Sanje
Chodan Soki Chonam Da Chanchu Bardu Dani Kapsu Chi Dari Chunyen Gi Pesunam Gi Dola Penche Sanje Du Asho
Sanje
Chodan Soki Chonam La Chanchu Badu Dani Kapsu Chi Dagi Chuyen Gi Pesunam Gi Dola Benchu Sangye Tu Pasho
Kange Na Dota Nyusa Na Dawa Dami Ma Mejo Tante Shun De Tenje Ma Gwa Dham De Ola Chao Tse Maybe one round of Mani Mantra for Paul. No, who used to come to witness my class, now he's gone, so we said one round of Mani Mantra. And together, please, you know, think about all the beings, you know, that, you know, like in the animal realm, in the human realm, whoever, you know, going through difficulties, you know, all kinds of difficulties, you know, not just running fear of life, and then also then, you know, getting divorced, you know, fighting over children, fighting over money, you know, all the people, remember, why they say money, but okay. Jinji Mago Kondo Kanzo San Jinji Ula Ji Tuji Jinji Lula Ji Jinji Si La Cha Si La.
Not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head of perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionate at all beings, to you chant music, all seeing one, I prostrate.
Seven chants and rest recite.
Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Oh, Someone's going to start all over again. According to this outline, so just want to let you know so that after generating bodhicitta, so then what one should do is to engage into bodhisattva deed, also bodhisattva practice. No? So even though there's many different, like hundreds of thousands of different kinds of bodhisattva practice or deeds, so when you summarize them, it will summarize into six professions. So out of six professions and plus that the two Wednesdays we've been talking about, I've been like teaching on like the first profession of generosity, you know, profession of generosity. How to do the profession of generosity practice, or how to do the meditation on profession of generosity, how to do the meditations, okay, you know. If you are looking at the Guru Puja's books, it's like page 156. Or LC now 101, so that's where we are actually, so 101. How to do meditation on six professions, or maybe profession, how to do meditation on profession of generosity, you know? Or how to, you know, practice that, you know, same meaning, different words, same meaning, you know? Oh, yeah. So now, as I mentioned, because I've been like, last 11 days I've been working on my altar, still not finished yet, so it took like full 11 days, so it's still not complete yet, not finished yet, so... the definition of the mental body. I thought I know like all my philosophical like library is now shutting down. Not using. So could not find, so I just looked a little bit before I came here. So I know it's somewhere there, so I couldn't find. So there's not just like one book, there's like 100 different books. So I could ask one of my students back in the monastery, so because of pride, kind of preventing to do that, so trying to find out my master. You know, so there's two Gijil Halambas, so they will find right away, because their brains now, they just graduated, their brain is very fresh. So, for me being here 17 years, not using the library, it's all now, all the books are pretty much gone. So, anyway, I promise I will, like, maybe next Wednesday, so hopefully tomorrow, altar work is going to finish tomorrow, so then next Wednesday I'll definitely give you the definition. So, and Shukila, you know, kindly doing some research on so Shukila, can you please like read that? So see, this is, I think why it's important, you know, like, we don't need the definition for possession and the merit, you know, pretty much we know. Lu, the body, you know, transforming the body into whatever the beings they are needed, transforming that. You know, this physical body, you cannot really transform. So therefore, first you transform this body into mental body. Mental body, that's the short translation of Yijirang Shingi Lu. There's no Yijirang Shingi Lu. That's the longer name, Yijirang Shingi Lu. The Yilu, the mental body, that's called, when you say, that's an abbreviation of the name. Long name is called Yijirang Shingi Lu. Then they, you know, too much word, then people just say Yilu. So that's like, you know, short, very short. One of the main, because I do remember, like, how is the, it's kind of like very, fuzzy. It's not really clear, the memory, how is it, fuzzy. It's kind of, but I do remember there's two cause. I don't remember another one, but also definition is kind of quite long, you know, so used to remember by heart now, as I mentioned, it's gone now. Hopefully it's not for forever, or you know, maybe temporarily. So one cause of that mental body is like uncontaminated. You could say mind, mental, uncontaminated mental. You know, that's the one of the main cause of that mental body. So there's another cause that I don't remember. I don't remember that. So that's what I'm trying to find in the book. So anyway, one of the main causes, uncontaminated mind. So now when there's like, according to four different schools, you know, Vivasaka school, or system, probably says better to say system school, you know, like means like, we already have idea of a school, it's not that like, system, Vivasaka system, Sastantika systems, Madhyamika systems, you know, Chittamata systems, Madhyamika systems, there are four systems. It's all there to improve our understanding of, you know, selflessness, our understanding of everything, you know, far as our understanding, like kind of small, let's grow a little bit, let's grow a little bit, you know, so then in the last, you know, Madhyamika, then our knowledge about emptiness and pretty much everything kind of pretty much improved. So then Madhyamika Pasankika system, that's the last one. So then each system has, you know, different way of defining uncontaminated mind, you know. Not necessarily always all of them called mind, you know, but it's all of them called uncontaminated something, you know, something, power, tendency or propensity. It all varies based on the different systems, so where they define uncontaminated phenomena. So that's the main, one of the main causes. So if you have some ideas, you know, mental body, so then based on that knowledge, you can transform your own body into that mental body. So then mental body manifests it into whatever. If somebody needs water, it manifests the water. Somebody needs clothes, somebody needs company, somebody needs protection from fear, somebody needs whatever they might need. So you just, you know, you just imagine. This is mainly practicing, imagine, just imagine something wonderful that, imagine your body transforming into something. So that's how this, you know, you are not going to complete it just by giving material things. You know, practically there's limit. There's how much you can give. It's not just talking about like 10 human beings, not just human beings, there's 7 billion human beings on this planet. How much you can give, practically, there's limit. In the mind, there's no limit. You can give each and every sentient beings in the, not in the human realm, also animal realms. You can just imagine, you know. This is beautiful practice. That's how meditation has been done on general practice of generosity. You just transform your body, your possessions, your merit into whatever they needed, and you just imagine that, you know, and we all just, I already explained that. So, now Chukila will read, you know, probably spend a lot of time there, so please, Chukila, would you mind read that a little bit about the mental body, you know?
Sure. And I need to give credit to Tendrin Law for helping me find this. We had a good Dharma talk today. So this is from the Berzin Archive, and it's
so,
in...
So, by the way, Alexander Berzin, I met him when I was in monastery. He came so shocked, like he speak like Tibetan people. You know, he came there mainly not talk about Dharma. He's come there to help somebody, some like medical professional, to talk about TV. Because a lot of the monks have TV, so he came there and he speak fluent Tibetan. And also his main teachers, like Sevong Secha Rinpoche, one of his holiness, like not treasure, it's like probably kind of treasure, but you know, that's his teacher, so he probably stayed in Dharamsala a long time, you know, so I think it's a reliable resource, less than the person, you know?
And this was in the section on five aggregates, and it's called The Physical Bodies of Buddhas and Arhats, and I won't read the whole thing because it's quite long, but and this explanation, Dr. Berzin says, came from an explanation by Tsensab Sarkhag Rinpoche, and this is according to the Prasangika view. When in pure lands, the bodies of Aryas and Arhats are visible to their own eye consciousness, as well as to the eye consciousness of other Arhats, but not to the eye consciousness of ordinary beings. Because of that, their bodies are still included among cognitive stimulators, which I had to look up what that meant.
Huh?
I said I had to look up what that meant.
What do you mean?
Yeah, and so it's the focal condition and dominating condition that give rise to the six types of cognition. So I think it means like the sensory faculties and the mind and then what they observe.
Mm.
That's my best guess. Is that right, Geshe-la?
Yeah.
Am I close? It's Keche, right?
Keche. Yeah. Faculty, yeah.
I don't know. Jeffrey Hopkins translated that as sense sphere and sensory sphere. I don't know. Anyway, so these cognitive stimulators that are forms of physical phenomena, nevertheless, these bodies are considered to be forms of physical phenomena having the functional nature of mind, and are sometimes called mental bodies. In this sense, they are they also resemble the subtle four elements of the bodies of the beings on the plane of ethereal forms. Being a mental body, and that's in quotations, and, quote, having the functional nature of mind, do not imply these forms of physical phenomena are ways of being aware of something. It means that their functional nature, how they function to produce cognitions of them, is similar to that of objects that are known only by mental consciousness. And just one more paragraph. According to Vasubandhu in A Treasury House of Special Topics of Knowledge, the Abhidharma Kosha, the bodies of arhats are only included among the cognitive stimulators that are all phenomena. The is that Chukyi Keche? In other words, their bodies are subtle forms of physical phenomena that can only be known by the mental consciousness of ordinary beings. In this sense, they are similar to dream bodies.
Yeah, very good. So that's like just explanations. Explanation is good to have some ideas, okay? Good to have some ideas because it will live imprint in your mind stream, you know, of mental body. You know, that's good. So it just had an imprint.
Geshe-la, could I just ask a question? Because I tried to sort of just summarize this into one sentence of words that we all might actually understand.
Yeah.
And so tell me if this is right. I said that the emanation is able to be an object of an ordinary awareness. So like an ordinary consciousness can perceive the emanation.
Just like Shakyamuni Buddha. Then ordinary people can have access called Chokichoku. They usually come to the planet as a human being, form of human being. Every being has access. All the human beings could have access if they wish to see. That's called Chokichoku. That's called emanation. And there's like some of them emanate as a like very like famous guitar player, guitar. Yeah, so see, you know, like some of the probably king, they are so proud of, you know, like that their talent of playing guitar. So because of that, they don't show any interest into Dharma. So then Shakyamuni Buddha appears as a musician and plays, you know, each strings. You know, he can, he makes like one probably like sound of each string that Sotoku, that I'm not sure how to say in English, basically it's like musicians. He, when he plays the guitar, each string makes six different sounds. So then that person was kind of like blown up. So then they both say, oh, this is nothing, you know. This is nothing. This is much more bigger than that. That's nothing. So then he asked, what is it? Then it's like Dharma. So then that's how he become, you know, Dharma practitioner. So that can also, like, human being can have access, you know, can see, you know, emanation of
it. And that the body, that the actual support of the Arya's mind, you know, the body that they have is only visible to other Aryas. So what they emanate, like the bridge or the medicine or whatever, ordinary minds can perceive, but the actual body of the Arya is not perceptible to an ordinary mind.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's what I thought this said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, this all, the concentration has to be developed. Single point, it has to be developed. Without that, this like this special eye consciousness, this is not going to happen. This all happened. Foundation is like karma abiding. Without karma abiding, minimum you have to have karma result. This all result of karma abiding, you know, different kind. The vulture also have especially no eyesight. That's not based on karma abiding. That's probably based on, I guess it's from based on karma. So they can see like hundreds of miles that we cannot see. So called shiny change, called like flash eye or something. Like, it doesn't mean like this eye, flash eye. It means, you know, something shiny. There's five different types of eye consciousness. You know, it's all like mental qualities. It's mental. It's not sin. It's not eye. It's not eye consciousness. It's called eye consciousness, but it's not eye consciousness. It's all the result of karma abiding meditations. It doesn't happen right away. It happens gradually. After that, it happens gradually. Oh, yeah. So now back to the class. So today, so now, how to do meditation on profession of ethics or morality, or how to practice, you know, second professions. Okay. Likewise, you know, before, if you are, you know, this is based on, this commentary is based on Guru Puja. So then Guru Puja, you know, so you do have to visualize merit field. So with maintain that visualizations, you know, major visualizations, so then that's how you meditate on second perfections, or how to engage into the second practice of second profession. So if you are not doing Guru Puja, so then there's going to be a simple, it's going to be simply meditation on second professions. Okay? Salama gumishime nani didasal de. So one should think like that with these visualizations, means refers to meditation. Oh. So now the first intentions. May I quickly attain fully enlightenment in order to benefit all mother sentient beings. That's the intentions. That intentions goes with every profession of the intentions. In Mahayana practice, the intention is to benefit all mother sentient beings. Therefore, I want to achieve enlightenment quickly. You know, just too quickly, you know. Therefore, I'm going to meditate on second professions, or I'm going to engage, you know, into the second professional practice. Okay, these are the certain numbers from the certain number chavos. Three types of moralities, or three types of morality, three types of generosity practice. So, certain from the dumb certain gewa certain to sinje certain certain sumos. Dumb certain first one is like dumb certain like. Watching with very being very mindful about what you say, what you do physically, what you think mentally, what we call three draws. Main thing is the mind, so then from three draws, there's positive karma has been created, negative karma has been created through three draws. So then, guarding these three doors properly, so make sure first one is called
refraining from misdeed.
Yeah, refraining from misdeed from three doors, the body, speech, and mind. Okay, refraining from misdeed. Don't think then. We talk about all the vows. Also all the vows. Padimosha vow, Buddhist vow, Tantric vow, and Padimosha vow, there are seven types or eight types of Padimosha vow, so, these are all included there. Oh, Gyo Dambes, Gyo Chuji. Second one, what's it called?
The ethic of gathering virtues.
Yeah, gathering virtues, gathering virtues through speech, through mind, through physical body, then benefiting, what's the last
working
one?
Working for the sake of sentient beings.
Yeah, working for the sake of sentient beings. So these are three types of morality, so. Three types of morality, But don't be a chudim, so that you don't be a chudim, so I just said, Padimoksha vows, Buddhistha vows, Pantic vows, so. So the message of the court, they are getting dumb duba, long day so do, long day so do, children in Yaban Namda, Jabba Sujusua also. So now, first one is like this is for the sake of knowledge. So when you look at the monastic rules, first one is called like, Getul. How you say Getul? Novice monk. They had like 36 vows. Vow not to engage in this 36, there are 36 that has the novice monks, they need to be concerned about this 36 types of downfall. So I'm not going to go into details, it's not necessary, just the number. That's called novice monk, novice. That then fully ordained, bhikshu or bhikshuni, or gelongi domji dhiva, the fully ordered monks, they have like 253 things to worry about. Yeah. She did it to what her tire about Namla Gardu, Namsum, Jeba, she does Zeba, the Sujin Suma Chaos. Oh, the Tinny, Chanzem, so now the Buddhist vows, Chanzem, Domji Duba, so do Jobjin, she do so. 18 root vows, then 46 secondary vows, so. So I'm not going to go to teacher, just, how you say, brief
overview,
bird view,
bird's eye view.
Denise, yeah.
Keshe, I have a question. when you were talking about those three types of morality, the refrain, gather, and
benefit. Or service.
Right. Are those the same three types of morality that they talk about in the foundation of all good qualities when they say...
Yeah, same.
Even if I develop bodhicitta, but I don't practice the three types of morality.
Yeah.
These are the three types?
The same, no.
Okay, thank you.
So, pretty much whenever you see three types of morality, it refers to these three. Okay. This is a good question. So, wonderful. Then, jizeta, nga ji tsurimji wodu juwa ta deso. Teda domsu ji. So then, panthic vows will come later. Later, okay? Come with later here. That's what the commentary says. I will just leave like that. Teda domsumji, jendam tada soki chinga midangwa tsushindu suwa ni dombas. Donde çürüm tahansa. O domzeci çeyatam sok için ya midan atı için su var ki. Taking vows is very easy. You know, you go through some ceremony, then it's done. But practicing them is not easy. Right? See. But Vinayaka Sutra, where Buddha talks about all these monastic, you know, rules, or monastic rules, which is like 700 pages long, back and forth, probably whole bundle. Vinayaka practice is greatly deteriorated since Buddha's time, greatly deteriorated due to environment, you know, then. Many things. So before Buddha passed away, all the disciples, they get kind of worried, you know, so now we don't know what to do after this happened. You know, so then basically requesting Shakyamuni Buddha to give some advice. If you are no longer here physically, if things come like that, how we should make the decisions. So then it's called like Dorji, it's like a brief Vinaya Sutras, you know, brief. Compared to 700 pages, probably there's only few pages, you know, very brief, says something. You know. So then there, you know, so Rumada Tushi Miruada Mizu Rumada Michaeva Chavas, there's only few lines. Rumada Tushi, if something is, Rumada Tushi, if something similar, what I have taught, you know, what is right, what is wrong, if something is similar to the right and is not, you know, like similar to the wrong, so then it is right, then you can go ahead and make the decisions. The one line. Same, if something is similar to the not right and goes against the right, then it's not right, then one should not do that. No, only four lines, something like that. Ruwada teachings, Miruwada Miduna Ruwa Micheba Chao, so you can go ahead and practice. If something is similar to the right, whatever I said in the Vinayaka Sutra, and similar like that, and not similar to the wrong one, so then it is right, then you can go ahead and do the same, you know. That's called brief Vinayaka Sutra, it's only a couple of lines. You know. So then they kind of like, because there's a lot of stress, you know, so they kind of like help them to make the decision. So that's called brief Vinayaka Sutra. So before Buddha passed away, he taught that. So now, like Damsum, three types of vows, Pratimoksha vows, Buddhist vows, Tantric vows, these three types of vows. Teda Sogichi and Midama Sushi to Sumani, Dombechidims. Refraining. Refraining from what is refraining from misdeed? What is that? That is Pratimoksha vows, Bodhisattva vows, Tantric vows. That's what it means. Practicing them, not just taking them, practicing them, even though it costs my own life, I will practice them. Like that kind of, will, power. Even though it costs my own life, I will protect my vows rather than, protecting my life. Something like that. Midawa Sushin Dosuwan and Dombechidimche. That kind of enthusiastic is needed. Yeah, enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is needed, when you take vows. They're mainly for the Sangha, here, not for you, mainly for the Sangha. should not feel discouraged because, like Buddha said and also in Vinayaka Sutra, in the set. Degeneration time, like when the Buddha was in India at their times, the practice kind of flourishing, so everybody, there's very, very little distractions, so nowadays there's so many distractions. At their times, if somebody is practicing all 253 vows, let's take example as a fully ordained monks, practicing all of them purely, there's a lot of benefits. Compared to the degeneration times, if you can practice one of them very purely, you receive equal benefit. Something to think about. You can't just say, I broke, my hand. Now I'm going to broke my head. Now I'm going to broke my leg. You don't have to break. Say, my hand is already break. Now I'm going to break another hand. I'm going to break both legs. I'm going to break my head. That's not skillful. You don't have to break, You can... So, it's like if you break one vow, it doesn't have to be break all of them. Don't have to break, So anyway, this is... So now practicing Pardasimbatula Sushindalobadini Lobani Gyavachidisms. So now gathering virtues. What does it mean? It means practicing all the six perfections. That's how you collect. Basically it's like collecting merit. Of course here why is mentioned six perfections? Because here we are talking about Bodhisattva deeds. That's why that's why it's the sixth profession. Doesn't mean, this is the only, every way to creating merit is like, when you summarize, it's related to one of these. Every merit we create is related to one of these, Without that, there'll be no merit. This is the summary of all the merit that, created by Buddhist. So, engaging oneself properly with the six professions, practice of six professions, is the gathering the virtues. Okay, second one, gathering virtues. Tenen chawa chukchi la mine, simji tenen chawa, tenen chawa chukchi la mine, simji tenen chawa, sun jare chida sunba da, loba simji tenen chawa, chujim so. Tenen chawa chukchi, there's probably 11 different ways to benefit, to serve sentient beings. 11 different ways of serving sentient beings. Chukji Tujimji, Tujim Namba Sumbadi Labha Tujimji Parashima Zobashi. So the practicing these three types of morality, that's how you complete the second profession, practice of second profession. So, and here, pretty much you can do like review meditation, you know, review of all the vows. That's going to be meditation or practice. That's why, you know, Sikhsashin Guru Yoga, when you say it, kind of covers all this, you know, reviewing all the vows, so three types of vows. So that's going to be review meditation. So then if you are being mindful throughout the day, so then it's going to be, you know, practice, or the practice of the second perfection. So Sudim Nambasumna Lamne Sudim Ji Parashima Zoba Zoba. So how to complete the second perfections? To engage oneself into three types of morality. That's how you, you know, complete the second, complete practicing the second perfections. So then, if you are doing the Guru Puja, then with, in front of the marriage field, then you request, you make very strong request from deep down from your heart. May I able to do this practice successfully? And basically saying, please bless me, able to do this practice very successfully. You know? So then you recite this, you know, stanza number 102. So that is the Sangha Dhamma is Cherum Sukhi Chinya Midoshi. Gichi Jasmi Tsuji Paji Dhamma Chinji Go. So that is the Sangha Dhamma is Chinji Go. Then you recite that, okay? So then that's how to practice the second profession and how to do meditation. Here, I think meditation like more like review. You know, you review. There's 36 vows for the novice monks, you know. If you have to count, it's kind of hard. But here, now I forgot. So we have like one word called, what we call? Completely forgot. Like, we have stanza. We just memorize that. You don't have to memorize each one of them. You have to memorize. Then this one stanza covers like five vows. What do you call? Like, last time there's somebody said, I'm called like, yeah, what is it? Acronym?
Acronym?
Yeah, acronym. Acronym?
Acronym.
You understand? Mm-hmm. You have to memorize all of them, you know. So we call Dom. Dom, that's how you remember all this, you know. In the Sikhsashin Guru Yoga, it's like Dom, you know. It's like Pambashi da Lama Chosun da Pambashi, you know. Pambashi Lama Chosun. Pambashi Lama Chosun. Pambashi da Lama Chosun da. One line covered like 17 vows. It covers one line. You know, there's only a few lines covers all the 250 vows. There's different types of doms. That's how you remember, you know. When you study Vinayaka Sutra, there's so much to remember. There's like not just, you know, 250 vows, there's 36, 253, then there's all the Bhikshuni, there's a 300 something, then, you know, then so many of them, you know, then when we debate, it's hard to remember, so then you memorize that acronym, you rememorize the acronym, so then that's how you can say, able to say. You know, class, we have like 50 monks who's practicing, like Vinayaka Sutras. We study 6 months Vinayaka Sutras, when you become close to Gishi degree. So there, like, you have to wait in that class. You know, so long time ago, there's only two Gishi a year. 1 year, there's only two Gishis. So in my time, there's like 10 Gishis. That's the first time it happened after 1959. Before, there's only two Gishis. Then there's a long time. Everybody just wait. Even though they are ready to take exam, but we have to wait. So then there, you know, so you like 1 year, 6 months, you study Vinayaka Sutra, 700 page, 6 months, you study Abhidhamma Kosha, Treasure of Knowledge, written by Vasubandhu, and then second year, same thing, if you are not becoming Gishi, then second, again, it just rotates, like every 6 months rotation. Then that's how you know, then eventually after like 4 or 5 years, you remember all of them by pretty much them heart. So then when you come to West, after a couple of years, pretty much gone. uh, So then after they recite this, no, this now the second perfection, okay? So now we'll move the third one, Shabha, the important one, patience, you know, patience, perfection of patience. So, that Shabha loves, you know, same maintaining visualizations and set up same intentions, and therefore I'm going to practice, you know, the patience, you know, perfection of patience. Shabha namadhi nyamne suni labhachar, Shabha suni sa, nijira chi ma nyimbe Shabha, dunga thangli ji Shabha, cholangin ji Shabha namadhi. First one, pretty much all of us know, all of us know how it is translated.
The patience of remaining calm in the face of your attackers.
The attacker, this kind of sounds like dramatic. Dramatic, I say. Dramatic. Somebody who's harming you, that will be a little bit better. Then attack, no, attack means like, sounds like. So it doesn't matter. Nijit, no? Nijit. There one word, nijit, means somebody's harming you. Doesn't have to be like, you know, hit you, just harming you physically, verbally, mentally. Nijit, that's pretty much all, that's kind of renowned, you know. Second one.
The patience of accepting suffering. Is that the one that's forbearing?
Accepting suffering. Needs to understand karma. Without that, that's not going to happen. Second one is not going to happen. What did I say? Well, need to understand causality, law of causality. Then last one.
The patience to gain assurance in the Dharma. To gain assurance in the Dharma.
Bearing hardship. Sitting is not easy, no. I'm not going to sit. Yeah. No pain, no gain. Especially when it's come down on Dharma practice. See, like in Tibet, they do full-length prostration from all the way from Gishi Sambo's hometown all the way to central Tibet. Takes 6 months. Covered like thousands of miles, you know. Even the water, they just post it. That kind of, you know, like able to bear hardship for purify. Very interesting. So now, you know, recently His Holiness give Kala Chakra initiations. There's one Tibetan like news, reporter interviewing different people. Every year there's like there's one person who is like basically failing bread, tea, or some kind of vegetables, you know, outside the Buddha's stupa, outside the gate. So inside there are all kind of, you know, practitioners. They come here. Some of them just reciting, their commitment to finish like 100,000 mandala offerings. Some of them are there doing like 100,000 Vajrasana mantra. Some of them are doing their 100,000 prostrations, because that place is a very holy place. That's where Shakyamuni Buddha enlightened, and that stupa. Every year there's so many people go there, all kind of, you know, monks, nuns, lay people, mostly monks and nuns, but there's lay people too, no, all kind of age group. So man, he's not very rich man, but you know, he's thought, because, you know, they come there around like 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, then, you know, they do prostration, so then they get hungry, then they go outside to eat breakfast. So he thought he's been saving that breakfast there. So he thought maybe, you know, taking like big chunk of their time. Like, you know, when it's like after 9, then it's impossible to do prostration because it's too hot. So then they come to him, then he decided, okay, maybe I will bring breakfast into the stupa, you know. So one day he brought, you know, so they say, oh, everybody's kind of excited. They say, oh, you came here, very good. So it's like taking their 1.5 hours, good 1.5 hours. They just wasted there, no eating. So they go back, so they're only 30 minutes till after the sun comes out. And he came inside, and they said, oh, you very good that you came here. And so the, basically he decided to sponsor, you know, the breakfast. He's not going to sell them, he's just sponsored them. And they all get excited. So then, so that's how he started now. All the practitioners, regardless lay people, monks, nuns, they all been fed. Fed breakfast. Nobody has to go out. No breakfast right there, provided right there. But he started. He started that. So the interview. There's one young girl, Indian girl, doing prostrations, full length prostrations. Hindu, you know. So it was, you know, like, why you are doing prostration? And she said, I'm Hindu, but I like to do prostration. There's no kind of like Buddhist version of doing prostration. And she's doing that like many, many years. And asked, and she said that after when she did prostration, she felt clean. She felt like her mind is fresh, clean, interesting. So, you know, you need to do something to feel good, rather than just sitting there hoping that you'll feel good for no reason. You know? It's kind of interesting, a young lady, and have probably no have much knowledge of Buddha Dharma, and just doing prostration, simply feeling refreshed or clean after that. Not surprised, you know, that's why they are doing this prostration. You know? Interesting. You know? So then, you know, that's like, first you do 100, then maybe next day do 200, then like end up doing like 2,000 a day, you know, sometimes they finish like 3 months, then sometimes they test for many, many years, every year they come, maybe do 10, then go back, then come like that. So I have always a wish to go there to do 100,000 prostrations. So maybe that wish may never come true because getting old now. So there's like able to bear hardship is not easy, you know, like doing prostration is not easy. And a lot of people, they've been healed by doing that kind of all kind of disease. You know? Maintain their visualizations and set up the intentions, then, you know, to do, engage into like practice of patience. Able to bear hardship. Like Milarepa, doing like wandering like in the wilderness, eating like what do you call?
Nettles.
No, just nettles. So this is it. So what is the gomba na sivye phyo da khondro nime na leba samle towa chenjo goni gomba shi grebe. So practicing patience is like, no, I have to practice patience. No, you don't have to practice patience. So what he's saying is like, so what is the gomba na sivye phyo da, to how you practice the third professions, you have to remember the benefit of patience. Benefit of patience. Oh, and down, drawback of anger. You mean the labor sameness to understand, to have this clear understanding of benefit of practicing patience and the drawback of, you know, anger. Have this clear understanding. Then from there, so then with joy, then that's how you practice patience, with joy, you know, with joy. Happy to practice, no, not just, oh, I have to practice. Happy to practice. So now, according to Shantideva's Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, Shedan Sumusen Chana, so,
Yini shiva nyamin yos. Shedang, anger, sungu, pain. Shani deva, consider anger as a pain. If you have pain, there's no happiness. Shedang, sungu, same channel. If you harbor that pain, you will not feel good. Shedang, sungu, same channel. Yini shiva nyamin yos. Gadan deva, mimolas, nimios demijos. So, Gadan deva, mimolas. No physical happiness, no mental happiness. Not able to sleep, nimios demijos. Lose to make clear judgment. Can make clear judgment. Shedan sungu, same channel, yini shiva nyamijos. It's very helpful. How anger rises, we have two types of desires. We have desire to do something, to want something, to do something. Whenever there's like some kind of like interruption taking place and we are not happy. Mijeshadadeva doesn't know desire to do want something and desire to not want something. There's two types of desire. Mijeshadadeva, you know, Kejebali Junchuvas, then there's some kind of obstacles happens for the desire. That is the food, that's the fuel for anger. That's the fuel. That's the fuel for anger. So then like find something that you don't like, that's how anger has been fueled. Find something, finding something that you don't like, then you heavily rely on anger. At the end, you are completely destroyed. Finish. Yourself is completely gone, destroyed. So this is not helpful, you know, to remember. So this is the way to remember the drawback of anger, relying on instructions written by Shantideva. That's like Buddhist anger management programs. That's very important, that's very powerful word. It's pain. It's because are you in pain? Yeah, because anger is pain. That's why you are in pain. It's pain, you know. It's not there to help you. You think that it's there to get something. No, actually it is there to cause you a lot of pain. At the end, you will be completely destroyed, that's all. So that's how just giving you some tips how to meditate on the drawback of anger, then rely on Shantideva's instructions. I remember that. Shedantabhi divamesh, there is no like destructive emotional by the Shedantabhi divamesh, there's no anger like any other destructive mind. There's no anger like any other destructive mind. There's no practice like patience. Patience is the best. Therefore, to emphasize on patience, all kind of ways, find all different kinds of ways to practice patience, because there's no practice like patience. Patience is the most important practice. Therefore, there's no destructive emotion like anger. There's no practice like patience. Therefore, find all kinds of ways to practice patience. Well, maybe it's not good for my health. That's okay. Or maybe it's not good for my reputation. That's very good. At least you are practicing patience. Oh, see? Oh, not so sujikum, not so mis. Various ways. You know, it's not like just, oh, money pay me home may not help. You know, reciting mantra could help, reciting prayer. All kind of ways. Huh? Because there's no practice like patience. There's no destructive emotion like anger. It's a pain. Therefore, practice patience all kind of ways. Practice patience all kind of ways. So maybe avoid. Go somewhere else. Maybe avoid object. Don't stay there. Go somewhere else. If you can practice, if you can tolerate, you don't have to be there. Go somewhere else. Huh? For a beginner, maybe you'll be more successful in that way than just sticking with the object and trying to practice patience. If you have not been thinking about patience consistently, it's very hard to write there to practice patience. That's impossible. If you've been thinking about benefit of patience long period of time, yeah, it's possible, you know, you can tolerate. But, you know, avoiding difficult object and your negative emotion will die down gradually. Not right away, gradually. So that advice given by Kadama Master in some of his writings, Kadama Master, don't remember the name, Kadama Master. There's two levels there. It's maybe more important avoiding the object than try to apply antidote. Maybe that's more important for a beginner. One Kadama Master says something like that. Maybe it's more important to avoid the object than rather than try to apply the antidote. That's more important. Another Kadama Master said, so avoiding object, then destructive mind gradually die down. Not right away, die down. Die down? Gradually, not right away. Amazing, when you go to India, probably, you know, for some of you have been to India, Nepal, in the road. Without practice, you can't survive. You cannot survive. Chugila knows very well. When you go to New Delhi, you cannot survive. You have to have patience, you cannot survive. But in India, Nepal, all many Asian countries. Unbelievable, you know, like, sun is so hot, it's like 45 Celsius, something like that. Really hot. You are there, maybe about to die, and all the time you see somebody driving a rickshaw. You know? Then you realize, like, we have ability to bear certain things that you think that human being cannot handle, but you're there. Somebody's taking passenger from here to there, barefoot, no hat, no sunglasses, no hat, no sun cream. It's like, you know, here that you're about to die, you know, like, and you have, when you ride a rickshaw, you have like cover. You have like, how is it called?
Like canopy.
Like canopy, you're sitting there, but when you look at that person, no canopy, nothing. How much that person earned from here to there? Like 50 cents, maybe 25 cents. And people still fight. like to negotiate the price. Anyway, so it's like practice patience, pray. So that's how you practice patience, recall the benefit of patience and recall the drawback of anger, rely on Shantideva's instructions. Oh, that's how you meditate on patience. Oh, good. The benefit of here, according to this commentary, is Yongzhu Yishi Jante, Sivipi, Negas of Dendete Chabajan. Temporary benefit that you will achieve higher rebirth. This is very I'm not sure, but in America or in the Western world, in Asia, higher rebirth is very important. Everybody think about higher rebirth. Nobody believes, oh, this life is the last life, this is just, nobody believes this life is like machines, you just functioning, all of a sudden you can't find it, it's finished, it's not finished. No, because, therefore, dendrite chevarches, higher rebirth. Then tell us susawa, so then you, suksawa means, good looking. You become in a good look. So that makes sense. Now, when you get angry, even though you are very beautiful, when you get angry, you don't look like beautiful. Your beauty is gone. Nobody be around with you, near you. Everybody try to get away. Even though you are physically very beautiful, when you get angry, so then it makes sense when you practice patience, probably result will be something, attractive, something good looking, patient karma, so samaje, then riktova, higher lineage, kunji yidunga, so, toriji punsova, kunji yidunga, everybody's trying to the way you look, everybody's trying to like the way you look, punsova. Tajins, Yobalajujis, all of them, not almost all of them, the result of practicing patience. So, Debu Dobe, Sanji, you could send it to Tabu, show me, she was. Then, ultimate result is not good, enlightened, physical qualities. So, Tabu, show me, she was. Tona, me, Dima, never. Tongue 12, there's terms called Tongue 12. Liberate just by seeing, just not need much. Just seeing it kind of liberates you. Tontal, somebody who practices in the practice space, all of a sudden, just seeing that person, you kind of liberate. For Tibetan people, His Holiness Dalai Lama, when they see His Holiness Dalai Lama, they have goosebumps, they have tears, they are so happy. If you ask them why you're so happy, probably they don't know how to explain. Oh, so happy, to see. There's a Tontal Viku. Body, just people just seeing your appearances, just liberate them, tondruku. That's also a result of, practice. Result of, not just practice, patience, that's a result of, tona midima mima tena sivetsu chunja. Sivet nyamlin mena, jati chubha lava yitachi mitab medos. Without patience, practice the third professions, and rest of the Buddhist Dharma deeds is more likely is going to be fail. Without patience. So now it's time is over. Should I stop? Or just finish there or maybe stop? Everybody has to go to work tomorrow. So then, how to do review or analytical meditation on downside of anger. Maybe next Wednesday, not with anger, okay? Next Wednesday. Shantideva books, chapter number 6, Guidebooks of the Way of Life. If you are helping somebody, who has a lot of issues with anger, definitely please you read the chapter number 6. It has great information. You don't have to say exactly what Shantideva said. That's many, many centuries ago. You can use the point and to help people, you know. The point is to, if that person understands, oh, maybe anger is pain, if that person, like, whatever ways you can educate that person, no, anger is not something that you rely on to get something, it basically destroys yourself. Then we know, Shanti Devas, chapter number 6, God, Buddha, Silver of Life, dense information there, because anger is the most destructive emotions. That's why there's chapter number 6 has more pain, you know. And Shanti Deva did thorough analysis how to stop the pain. You know? Good, okay, yeah, thank you.
Essential Buddhist Prayers book, and I think it's page 235. General Dedication Prayers. Gewa ji nu du da la. Chu sen charim poche ma ke panam ke guchi ke wanyam pa me payan kone gondu pelwa sho jam pe pa wu jita ken padan kudu jam po de yan de jinte de da kunji je su da lo chu Gewa di da tanche rab tu no Tu su she pe gewa tanche ki No wa kan la cho tu nga pa de Ja she gewe ta wa di ku kyang Sampo chu chu rab tu ngo wa di
Then page 244 and 245, short long life prayers.
Gandhi rawe kowe shinkamje Tendan dewa malu shumene Chenre jingwan ten zingyatsohi Shape sinte bardu ten gyuchi Chonu iye nalan washotu Awatare ten barasopa Losan gewe de tonle pelcho Chasu Gengyu Lama Sowade Tupsu Chanjin Jangun Gewe Tenzin Gyeongpewe Kunzu Dokpoze Shoksun Kuwe Le Munturu Padok Soduje
And then 7 green tara mantras for Geshe-la and Geshe Sangpo's long, healthy, happy life.
Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Oh yeah, thank you. So I brought some as a battery candlelight. I've been offering this to my altar in a long time. So now I have new altar, so they put new light there. So now I'm offering to you if you want. you can happy to take, you know, like free to, not happy to take, free to take. And so some of them have sense, when you get close it lights up, you know, there's something good. So they've been offering, so now offering to anybody who wants to take, okay? Thank you.